Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello and welcome to my new show!
Yay!
Oh my god! Guys, I'm Courtney Miller. This is URL. The internet is a crazy place. It's changed so much, and it's caused us to change so much. It's an escape. It's a place we want to escape, and I want to talk about it, and I want to force people to hang out with me for an hour and talk to them about whatever I want and learn about their little internet digital footprints. So, without further ado, URL stands for You're Looking at Me Right Now. The person that's in the chat with us today is a guest I'm very excited about, but not as excited as they are when I tell them literally anything. Angela Giratina. Hey, girl.
Wow.
We're clapping.
Roasted. That was a good roast.
Did I get you?
That's so good. I'm excited about everything.
You're here.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
Isn't this so crazy?
This is so crazy and so cool and just fun to just chill and hang.
Yeah, no props.
No.
No costumes, no wigs.
Get to hang with you.
Just
I'm so excited.
Last time we did this, we did like a Smosh Pit video.
Yes.
Where it was like us talking about like dating and like.
Yes.
That was like we were still really new getting to know each other.
That felt like yeah, it was like you and me.
Just oversharing.
And remember I brought up workplace relationships?
Oh, yeah.
And it was before you came out with your husband.
That's right.
And you went, don't bring that up. And
I wasn't.
No, not me. But you were just like, maybe no. And I was like, oh, yes, no.
And I was like, we can cut it. Because everybody at work knew at that time. But yeah, look at us. We're here. We're going to be yapping once again.
So fun.
I'm very excited to talk about the internet with you. And you have already quite the digital footprint, as we know.
Oh.
I mean, let's talk about your accolades, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yes, you host a podcast, Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists. Is that too many?
I think it's four.
Four?
Yeah.
So our four artists?
Yep.
Oh, and there's four of you on the podcast, right? Oh,
yeah.
I love that. That's so cute. And you've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do that's purely only for fun.
Aw.
And like, I think it was like, yeah, there's a lot of other things I do for fun, but also I like want to, I don't know, foster something about that. But that one is like, cause especially improv, I don't know if improv, speaking of the internet, sometimes improv podcasts don't really stick because people are like, who is that? And we're different every episode.
Yes, so you guys do like a whole new character.
Yeah.
It's
different than other podcasts. So in the beginning, I was like, I actually don't care if this like takes off or not. I just want to have fun. Yeah, that's the way you got to freaking do it.
That's the way you got to do it, dude.
Yes. And you make stuff. You just be staying creating all the time.
Thanks. I feel that way about you. You be staying creating.
Be staying creating.
You be staying creating.
Right? Yeah.
But you're that way too, where it's like, I think to be an artist is to like constantly be putting in and putting out, putting in, putting out.
Yeah. And I feel like once you find your medium, you like the ideas kind of create themselves in your head.
Yeah.
Like, what was your first like place that you were like putting stuff out for yourself.
Whoa.
Did you ever have a place where you uploaded or posted weird things? Like yes. Before it was a job?
Oh, that's such a good point. I think my like beginning like creating online was Tumblr.
I was a
Tumblr girly.
You like created on Tumblr?
Oh yeah. I was like, I would write a little on Tumblr.
Oh my God, writing.
Which was just like me venting about my classmates. And like, and then I was doing a lot of reposting on Tumblr.
Yeah,
pictures.
Reblogging. Yeah. I was a reblog.
Oh, reblogger.
Reblog
yeah.
Slut. Yeah. That was my. Oh
wouldn't
my
use
God.
The like feature a lot. Would just.
See, I would use the. Okay, I was just talking to our AD about this where I would scroll my feed, like all these posts.
Yeah.
And then I would go back and like reblog them in a way that like color coordinated them.
That's so great.
I was obsessed with
this. That's like how back in the day, I mean, some people still do this where they like color block their Instagram grid.
Yes. Yeah. They have like a whole, I feel like I can never, I tried to commit to that once. It's too difficult. Is your Tumblr still alive?
Okay. So I tried to find it, hard to find. And I'm actually really happy that it's hard to find because that would be embarrassing. But I was like, I used it a lot, I think, just emotionally. I think it was like a...
Yes.
Like, actually, I think Tumblr was like the beginnings of like a diary, right? But then it became like you follow people and you repost them, but it was mostly just like fun pictures. There was like, it was like weird art, like weird photo shoots that were just like really overdone. It was like Ashley Tisdale with like a bunch of lollipops. And I'd be like, I love this aesthetic.
Yeah. Yes, dude, it was so good. Oh my God, and talking about being emo, like I definitely had my Tumblr where it was like aesthetic. I was like, that's aesthetic and pictures and GIFs of hot people.
Yes.
And then I had my second one where it was like diary, where I would just go off about my dad.
No.
like so much. I mean, because Tumblr was like where I learned about anxiety.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
And like being queer kind of, you know? Like, so it was a place of self-discovery.
And it was like so much more, I think, like creative than I think Instagram lends itself to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so much about like images and like color and like, and then also just talking about your deep, dark thoughts. A lot of poetry.
A lot of poetry or like a quote. Like I think there was a quote that I think I still would tattoo on my body. And I for the first time told the quote to Shane recently.
What's the quote?
Art exists because life is not enough.
That is Tumblr.
That is so Tumblr. And I didn't realize how like, he was like, wow, that's really dark. And I was like, is it? Because cavemen were bored and they created music. You know what I'm saying? Like they literally decided to draw on a rock one day because they were bored.
Because life is not enough. It is a little dark.
Like, do you think squirrels try? Do you think squirrels have like art? I mean, the birds have mating calls. That's art. Like,
no. Okay, hold on. A mating call being art is wild. Let's break that down because I thought a mating call is like let's.
It is. Well, but aren't most songs that? Like, aren't...
Whoa. I didn't think about the fact that mating call is a creative thing. I thought it was just like a, hey, I need this.
There is that. There is the mating call, right? Where some animals are like, bah!
Yeah.
But then there's, like, the ones where it's, like, a male bird approaches a female bird and then just starts doing, like a dance.
Yeah.
And then doing, like, tricks with their feathers.
Yeah, that's art, I guess.
Maybe.
With an intent to arouse.
With the intent to arouse. Which, Lil Nas X, same mission, you know?
Mission.
Like, Tumblr is crazy because, did you ever, like, have Tumblr friends?
Okay, I don't think I ever did.
Really?
I think I had, like, one friend from school, and I knew her Tumblr name.
Okay.
And I will never forget, it's, like, my best friend still to this day, and her Tumblr was Biting the Apple.
Whoa.
And I remember being like, I know her secret username. And we would, like, repost each other, and I was like, Biting the Apple, that's my friend Catherine.
I love it, your little alias. Yeah, because it was such a, like, a artistic way of communicating, like, with images and music and poetry. I had a high school boyfriend. I actually was broken up with through Tumblr.
Like a direct message on Tumblr?
Yeah, I forgot about that until we started talking about this.
Wait, did you send a chat on Tumblr?
There's DMs, there's private messages on Tumblr, and you can send anonymous if you want. I actually don't remember if he sent it anonymously, and I just knew it was him, but he broke up with me over Tumblr, and I was physically sick.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was weird though, also to like have a straight guy who had Tumblr unironically. Is that strange? like where he was reblogging like horny GIFs and like posting music and
he
like,
was like, look at this GIF of Justin Timberlake walking back and forth.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Man. First of all, didn't know you could DM on Tumblr.
Probably for the
second
best.
Of all, an anonymous feature, that's like giving kids. I was going to say, that's like giving kids a gun. That's like giving kids not a good thing.
It's a weapon. It is a weapon.
Wait. Remember, oh, my God. Do you remember
FormSpring?
Yes. Wait, was FormSpring what I think it is?
Or like the Ask Me, the anonymous
It was
questions?
All anonymous.
Yes.
Lives were ruined.
Actually.
To be like, hey, give these high schoolers an anonymous forum to talk to each other with is actually f***ing terrorism.
But also the fact that like we kept using it after feeling the effects of it, like we just would keep going on. It was like honestly like very early stages of addiction of like coming back and being like, I have to see
was
what
that like
are
when,
saying to me.
Yes, was that what like when Gossip Girl was out or something? Because it was all about like,
oh my gosh,
for some reason, like saying things that you actually wouldn't say in person was like such a big currency in high school and middle school. And I remember it was just constantly people being like, I have a crush on you, but you don't know. And then I'd go to school being like, anyone?
Oh my God.
Who is it?
Oh my God. And we would just, I remember tweeting the link all the time on for people to send to me. But that website's long gone with good reason.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because now you can just create a burner account and DM someone. And just be like, I have a crush on you. Do you want to grow your followers by 20%?
Now it would just be spam and AI, 100%.
100%.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about posting and whatnot.
Yes.
What was the first YouTube video you ever watched?
Okay, first video I ever watched. I remember, I think it was during the Vine days too, where it was like comedy in small bites. Was like, I don't remember watching long YouTube videos.
YouTube videos were quick.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Like I just remember watching like, silly, like someone screaming. And it was like, oh my God, that's so funny, that woman's screaming.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember this, speaking of a woman screaming, my first ever actual memory of a YouTube video was for some reason my brother and I on our shared computer upstairs.
Yes.
Would always pull up this video of this woman yelling. And I think it was for an Xbox commercial.
Okay, you mentioned this.
Yes.
And I have never heard of this.
I don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's just I'm going like deep into the memories of like before my brain had like understood what like references are. Uh-huh. I just remember like this woman yelling.
Okay, so our research team is amazing. Our YouTube forensics team found the video and I actually really want to see this.
And if this isn't her, this will be so funny.
59 seconds. Remember how that felt long back in like 2007?
This is it! Oh my God!
That's you. That is you.
See, I watched this at a young age.
Me and Shane
is doing gun stuff. My brother and I would cackle. You see, I saw that and I went, that's what it is to be funny.
That was an Xbox commercial?
I don't know what the f*** that is. Like, I don't think it's a commercial. I think it's a girl auditioning for a commercial or something.
Oh,
I don't know what
God.
That is, but that's a formative memory. And then if we're actually talking things that people could relate to, my first ever video I remember loving was the shoes.
Shoes. Liam Kyle Sullivan shoes. That was my first YouTube video as well.
Really?
I think I was in sixth grade and I heard a girl talking about it. And she'd go, oh my God, shiz.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And I was like, what is that? She's like, go home, search shoes by Leon Krasulvan, and you're going to love it.
Like, how did that, like, break the time-space continuum and get us all, like... It was also, like, kind of the song that is really good. Like, it's a song, right?
Yeah. That would have been fire on TikTok.
Fire.
It would have been a fire audio for everybody to show off their shoes.
I mean, so would have... Bam!
Bah, 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 bah. She committed. She did not stop until they called cut.
And that's now what we're seeing is like when you see like unironic older women go viral on TikTok for being like, show it to me, Rachel.
Show me, that's that.
It's where it's like you're like watching someone just really.
That's like when people are caught in 4K being real.
Oh,
like
being, it's my favorite internet.
And talking about shoes, that was incredible.
Yeah, so that's different because this was like written to be funny, right? And like that's what I remember being like, whoa, that's like a funny sketch, right? I think it's a sketch.
It's a music video, not only.
Yeah. This is gonna blow my mind watching it because I haven't seen this in so long.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, twins.
With George
Bush. A computer and a car. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Kelly, go ahead and open your present.
I don't remember any of this.
Serving.
What the hell?
What'd you expect? Condoms?
Nice present, Kelly.
What the hell?
Shut up, duck.
Skank.
I'm gonna backslap you,
shitbag. I'm an athlete.
No, stop fighting. You two are twins. Goodness sakes. Don't they have the same thoughts?
Shiz.
PlayStation.
Fiscal responsibility.
Tom Skerritt.
Kelly, where are you going?
Out.
Whore.
Kelly, what are you gonna do with
what
your
a
life?
What?
I'm going to get what I want.
Christ.
I feel that video deep in my soul. I'm actually so glad we watched that because I am recharged.
Yeah,
I literally had food poisoning yesterday. I was like burnt, like horizontal all day. That brought me back.
What brought you back about that?
It was a blonde bitch saying, I'm going to get what I want. And walking out on her parents. That was so powerful. We need to watch that once a day.
You're a clips girly. That brings you to life.
Oh, yeah. I love a good clip.
Was it the nostalgia of it that just like gets you back?
I think what I'm so weird with how I consume media where like sometimes I don't know if it's I'm gaslighting myself or maybe I'm just like actually psychotic or... If I'm showing someone a video or in the room with people who maybe haven't seen the video before, I will rewire my brain to feel what it's like to watch it for the first time again. Like, I want to. And maybe it's, like, because of, like, empathy and just being able to, like, imagine what that feels like and just feeling how powerful some of that was. Like,
oh, my God. No, I love
that. I get what
I
want. And your mom just called you a whore? F*** her. You're going to go get what you want.
Yes. I love it.
I just love. When you see an old video and like, not only how it influenced so much, but how it still can feel legit and like make sense today.
When stuff holds up like that and it like means new things, it's crazy.
Yes, and people love the house head empty beat again. This is it.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was reinvigorating. I'm so glad. Dude, Liam Kyle Sullivan. So that's the YouTuber who created that and had like a whole series, so many videos, so many sketches. They worked for Smosh for a little bit.
No.
They edited.
Why does this happen all the time? This happens to me all the fucking time where, like, we'll talk about somebody that's, like, so, and you go, oh, yeah, they worked at Smosh for a second. And I go, what?
Because there was a bunch of different YouTube channels that worked at this place. And we were told to come check out the cut of, like, one of these videos. I think it was something new we were trying. We walk into this editing room. It's just this one guy sitting at a computer. He turns around and goes, hey, guys. And it was Liam Kyle Sullivan.
Okay, post-shoes?
Post-shoes.
So you
recognized him. 2006, 2005. This was in 2016.
Holy shit. So you recognize him off the jump?
Immediately.
Did you say something?
I was like, oh, my God. And he's like, yeah.
No. Oh, I love.
So good. It's so healing when you see stuff like that. Just like, ah.
Truly, like, why did that stuff hit harder for us when we were kids than SNL? Maybe because SNL was, like, made for adults.
Yeah.
I mean, SNL hit when I was a kid, but not, like, weird YouTube videos.
Mm-mm. No, because, like, you made me think about the, like, when there would just be, like, a 12-second video.
Yeah.
Like, remember Baby Panda Sneeze?
Yes.
Or, like, Crazy Panda Sneeze? And it was a baby panda sneezing and the mom getting scared?
Yes.
I was scream crying laughing at the family shared computer, hitting that little replay. When I discovered the replay button, it was over. And I would call different family members in and I would be screaming. And I don't know why they didn't feel it the way I felt it. Like, you know what I mean? Here it is. Oh, I remember this fucking frame. An hours version, or it's the buildup and her relaxing after.
That's crazy that that holds a place like videos like that for us, because it's like that used to be. I can't imagine what it is now, because there's thousands and millions of that kind of content, mm-hmm. or like 2 seconds or something that you find super funny. But like we all watched that one,
right? That's not, and like nowadays. The internet's so big that it's like, it's a sometimes rare where it's like, oh yeah, I saw that TikTok, you know?
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, we must have the same for you page.
Our algorithms are similar.
Oh my God, that's a big deal. Versus like everyone in school was watching things like that.
If that panda sneeze, if I just like heard that one day in like a subway station, I go, I know exactly what that is.
I'm the exact same way with that woman going, bam!
Bam! Bam! Bam! Bam! That needs to be my alarm. So you had a shared computer with your brother.
Yes.
I feel like, I wonder if like that's something that people still experience now. Like, do people still have like a family shared computer, or do people just have iPads?
Oh yeah, like, I feel like, I think like my cousin, his kids all share one iPad.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I imagine like you're like logging, like if you're a teenager, you're all logging into different accounts. Mm-hmm. I remember like sharing a MySpace with four of my friends.
Four?
Yeah.
Whoa, and it was just four.
It was kind of like before we started taking selfies and we were leaving the Tumblr age where like we liked art. So like we would post like our profile picture would be like a picture of Lady Gaga looking cool or something. Mm. Like it would be like something super, like it wasn't identified with us yet.
Interesting.
And it was like a cool page where we just like made our top eight like different, like I don't even remember. And then we all got our own.
Whoa.
But
was there a big fallout or?
No, I think it was just like, wow, we should all have our own accounts. Kind of weird that we're sharing a MySpace.
Yeah, probably when you guys started wanting to like message people and once more friends had it. Because I only knew of like two friends sharing a MySpace, because four sounds like a crowd. But if it wasn't for like you as a person, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, I think it was more like something we did one night at a sleepover. Where I was like, oh my God, we all share this.
Those were the days. Oh my gosh. And so you did have a MySpace. How old were you when you first got it?
I honestly can't even tell you. I think like fifth grade.
Same. I was not allowed to have it.
Yeah, no.
I'd clear the history, not allowed. But I did.
Crazy that like now, like it's scary when your kids are on the internet. But like, I don't know what people were scared of back in the day.
Back
we were
in the
just
day,
like, like, I would just change my song to, like, a Michael Bublé song.
Oh.
Remember you would have a song?
Oh, yeah. I had To the Beat of My Heart.
Oh, my God.
Duff and Haley Duff.
I had Haven't Met You Yet by Michael Bublé.
That's how I discovered so much music, too, was on MySpace. And that was when it was, like, nice, when you'd enter a new website and then a song would start playing. And it's like, ah, time to begin the vibe. And you'd, like, scroll the MySpace and see everything. My sister, she had a MySpace because she was like technically old enough, but she learned like how to HTML, like change the MySpace layout in a big way. So one day I just was like, can you make my MySpace cool, please? Can you make it?
Wait, oh my God. Cool. Yes, keep going. Because I'm just now remembering you could change the cover.
And people would have whole websites where you'd copy paste HTML like coding. And I'm sure Anthony knows all about this. Making his website, smosh.com was probably really cool back then. But like truly, and so when she was finished and she opened it up and it was To the Beat of My Heart song, and then she had like, it was black, but then there was like a fun little border that was like animated of like hearts and lines. And I was just like, first time I was gagged. I think that was the first time I was gagged was she did that. She ate. She really ate with my MySpace layout.
I forgot what it was where you could like go to other websites and get a layout. Download it and like put it in your thing.
They would have like just a box where you copy paste, right?
And honestly, I think that's where I learned.
early stages of minimalism. Because it was like, we went from like maximalism being like just colors all over your page to like, whoa, this cool, really tall girl named Quinn in our class, her MySpace is all white.
Oh, the first clean girl.
And you can't see her top eight. It's just a white page with her name. Whoa. And I was like, that's the sickest shit.
Oh my God, yes, I remember those phases. And yeah, learning, finding out cool songs and like the high you'd get when you'd see like new comments, new messages. Yeah. Like that was like the first time ever experiencing that.
Damn. And I don't think like, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone in the room, I think like MySpace, you couldn't, did you show if you were in a relationship?
Yes, relationship statuses.
You could put your mood as horny. You could put a mood on a, you could put a status like away messages on MySpace, and then you could have a mood, and there was, and each one had a little emoji.
And it's like Robbie in your like history class, and he's 12, and he's putting, and he horny?
And he picked horny. And like, I'm just like, I think back then I was like, whoa, he's saying he's horny, that's so grown. And but now when you see that, you're like, ew. Like,
I would never, if I saw that, as the God-loving tween I was, I would never go onto that profile if I saw horny.
See, I was like, whoa.
See, I remember doing like early, early parasocial stuff where now I don't really understand it as much. I mean, a little bit, like with reality stars. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know them, right? Because I watch them every day. But with MySpace and Tumblr and like early Facebook, like I remember like, this is vulnerable. I remember seeing my crush and doing something like they would change their emotion to excited. And I'd be like, it's because they're excited to see me.
Yeah.
Like I would like make these jumps and like create lore that wasn't there. And then I would like, or if he like liked a picture of mine, I'd be like, oh, he's thinking about me. And now tomorrow, like, does that make sense? Like I would like create a whole storyline based off of someone's just profile. And like, I would be like, oh, this is action. Like, oh, a like means something to me. And I think that's when I realized, oh, that means something to me and it means something different to that person. But I would just go. And then I would think I was like, oh, we have like something going on.
Wow.
And this person and I am not talking to.
You've never spoken to them.
You know what I mean? Like early crushes where like action on the internet was like a lot of action to me.
No, like the love language was watching them.
Yes.
Like I relate to that in a big way. I think I would see their mood and I would just make my mood whatever theirs was to like be like.
See, if I saw that, I'd be like, oh my God, Courtney changed her mood to the exact my mood of mine. We're in a conversation right now. But there's no talking happening. Like it's so embarrassing to be a
That's
teenager.
So real.
It's so embarrassing. Thank God we're not anymore.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, thank God we're not. Yeah.
I think it's harder to be young than it is old.
Anyways.
Hot take.
It's like give and take, right? Wow, so your first parasocial relationship, that's incredible. So when you first started, when we first started working together, you came to Smosh. It's kind of, you kind of gave like chronically offline vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But you went viral in this past year with the Beppardy clip of you crashing out. But you also, before that, became viral a bunch of times with your characters on social media. And talking about doing characters every day, it was really cool that you decided to tackle that and do a character every day for the month of, was it September that last year?
Yeah.
A couple years ago? Crazy.
And they're still up and they're bad.
And not all of them.
But it's just like, I don't know. You're somebody, I think you are somebody like this, but I was started to work with a bunch of people where it was just like, they're just doing it and they're not scared to be out there. And I just thank you for saying that. It's just still crazy. I'm still not super comfortable just posting on my own by myself, fighting for myself. Like, does that make sense? Because it feels like a look at me thing.
Yes.
And that's why like, yeah.
I relate to that. I mean, we have very different digital footprints in that I was posting really cringe YouTube videos ever since 2009, when I finally figured out how to format a video to upload it off of Windows Movie Maker. I literally was like, how do I make it an MP4? I can't, what's going on? Finally figured it out. And ever since then, because like I started as like, I loved editing and I would literally record footage just so I would have something to edit. And that footage was cringe, bro. Yeah. Like it's so interesting how, we can be really nervous nowadays about what we put online, validly so. Mm-hmm. But so many of people of our generation were posting YouTube videos of them like making their own choreography to like an Ashley Tisdale song, full chest in like quirky glasses and like a sweatband.
Second
and, like,
time looking. Ashley Tisdale's been mentioned.
Oh my God, look at us. Wow, talk about dating this this whole vibe of the show. But yeah, like I think at a certain point you just like have to stop thinking about it because, but at the same time, the fact that you are, it's kind of good to always be aware. You know, like, because people be posting things without thinking. And
but I think that's what's so special about you to me is, like, we have such completely different beginnings of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was so much hiding. And I think, like, you being on Vine, like, when you're, like, how old?
Well, Vine started when I was, like, 17.
I would never.
Yeah.
Like, I was under an alias on YouTube, on Tumblr.
I love, like, that for you.
But it's just so funny that it's so nice to have people that just treat the internet differently around you because mm-hmm. You can decide what you want and you can, it's like a process. There are some times where I'm like very online and I need to see everything everyone's making.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some times where I actually can't and just, you need some space to deal with other stuff in your life, right?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes like I've felt it more than ever now of being like, I need to dissociate. So I'm just going to scroll through TikTok.
Yeah.
And like not even care if I found anything good. Because like my main goal for the last few years on TikTok was I want to find something funny to show my husband. Like I just, it was like building a charcuterie board of comedy. Whoa. To show Shane. Like, because that was like my favorite time sometimes is like if it was like a weekend, we were like vibing and it's like, okay, let's show each other TikToks and just be laughing. And like sometimes ideas would come from it and stuff too. But it's gotten kind of bad. TikTok's like, I sometimes, do you ever feel like the algorithm can like, where it's like, I see exactly what you're trying to do to me.
Yeah, 100%. You know? 100%. Where you're like, now the algorithm like is a, it's like a manipulative lady in the room.
Yeah, it's like a toxic aunt.
Yeah, it used to just be like a fucking wild 7-year-old that would change, like it would just be like, whoa, look at all this insane stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's got a vendetta. It wants me to take out my card. It wants me to buy stuff.
Yeah.
It wants me to exercise. It wants me to listen to the top charted music. Like, it's very pointed.
Oh, my God. I got by AI for the first time recently. Like, actually, unironically, I was like, oh, my God, I need to get into a rocking chair and be buried. Like, I was so embarrassed.
Buried in a rocking chair.
I deserved it. I deserved it. It was, there was, like, this really viral video of, like, it was supposed to be, like, an alien spaceship.
Oh, no!
Ah! And it was scary, okay? Like, I looked at it, and I was like, oh no, I don't think we're ready for this, guys. And like, it was like a big cloud that looked like, and then like there was lights moving. And I was like, oh my God, that's movement. That's real. And I saw it had so many likes. I was like, I need to save this to my camera roll because the government's going to try to hide this.
You did exactly what they wanted.
And because all the top comments on it were like, whoa, guys, this is happening. Hope they're nice to us. And I was like, oh no,
hope
this is in Texas.
Nice to us.
I was like, if this is what aliens are looking like, we are not ready. I was like, we're biting off more than we can chew. We've been asking for the aliens to come and they're here and they're scary.
And they're AI. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Courtney.
Stop.
No, it's all good.
I think I still have it in my camera roll, or maybe I felt bad and I deleted it because I was like, I'm f-ing stupid.
This is real life, real time. This is what I'm looking at.
Oh, f-
right now.
Holy
f- in the sky.
I was like, it's happening. It's happening.
Came out
and we're not ready.
Holy f-
I was like,
this looks so fucking real.
And there was other ones where it's like you'd zoom in and you'd see like lights and movement.
Also a great performance with whoever this is behind there.
I'm so far away from this thing. That thing is still.
That one. That's the one.
What is this shit, bro? What the f- is this shit?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Why are they over a cemetery?
Why are they over a cemetery?
Oh my God, bro. That was the one.
Wait, that's the crazy
y'all
shit.
Better get right with God, man.
This is fear mongering.
Right, bro.
Bro, that one was the one. This one made me realize. Okay,
follow
so it's
for
fake.
Live stream.
Yeah, and then when I started seeing all the like house, the text on it, I was like, yeah. Okay, so this is all AI coming from one person.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. This is bad to say. We'll figure it out later.
Mm.
I will say some of these AI videos are getting really funny.
Oh.
And I'm enjoying
it. Oh, no.
I watched a video of two cats getting married, and then one cat goes to Equinox. Cat Equinox, okay? It's the craziest shit. One cat goes to Equinox and starts f***ing another cat.
What?
Okay? Then that cat gets pregnant, comes home to the husband, who's a butternut squash color cat, and then she's pregnant and she has a different color cat,
bro,
as a baby, and
I'm
he's like
done.
You're cheating on me, and this cat starts sobbing and I am
oh my God,
and I was like, I shouldn't like this because this is so bad, this is AI, but it was two cats like Marriage Story style crying and laughing at each other.
Every day I wake up and wish you were dead. Oh my God, Angela. See, like, I don't even allow that on my feed. Like, if I can spot that it's AI, I'm trying to build my algorithm.
Homegrown.
For you page.
Farm to table.
By brick. Farm to table. Farm in the house.
Farm in the house.
And like, oh God. So, because like Chance sends me so much AI reels. And I'm just like, oh.
But they're just getting really funny. Did you see the one of Shrek getting baptized?
I don't. No. No.
I
will not. It's
see, I won't watch that end of the world shit, but I'll watch Shrek getting baptized any day,
Frank.
Court. Oh, I also saw another AI video, and this one kind of reminded me of yours, where it looked a little real, and it was like all Chipotles are closing. And then I saw that, and I went, oh, that's so sad. And the other day, I was like driving, and I was like, that wasn't a real f***ing video. Like, why the f***?
A burrito with a dress on, breaking up with another burrito. So, algorithm time.
Let's talk.
This being the first episode, you're our first guest, you're going to be our, forgive me for saying this, feral guinea pig.
Wow.
For
I loved it.
A segment where... And thank you for agreeing to this, by the way, to show algorithm.
It's like opening your underwear drawer. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And like,
I can show you mine.
Read me for filth. Clean me.
You should
just
clean
get in
me.
There. Just like, it's going to be vulnerable, but let's do it.
I love it. And I'll show you mine too, if you want.
Yeah. I'm actually not scared at all.
All right. Let's see how many ads we get.
We're just going to be honestly scrolling through skinny tea ads the whole
skinny
time.
Skinny tea.
All this skinny tea.
Come on.
It's so much. It's always like, want to know how I made my tummy so small?
I shit
hour.
A lot.
You want to know how I could shit every f***ing hour?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I used to get reach outs for those collabs, and they go, hey, we want you to be one of our fit tummy tea babes. And I'd be like, no, thank you. They're like, it's okay, babe. It's promise. It's going to be a great partnership, babe. I was like, ugh.
I'm going to say something really dark. If I got that offer, I think I'd be like, I peaked. I'm done.
Okay. I'm about to open your app. I'm about to open that app.
Ooh.
Do we need to turn on the volume?
Oh my God. Off to the start.
Clean girl.
That is
a story. Oh, she's talking about a man.
Yeah. This is the.
Do you know who she is?
This is Liam Payne's girlfriend before he died. She just keeps posting videos.
Oh.
And I can't look away.
Whoa. Okay. So this makes sense.
So we're off to a dark start.
Yes. Start. Yeah.
Start.
Okay, Queen. So sorry, Queen.
I wear a lot of ponytails and buns in my hair because I'm usually late to getting up.
But here's the thing is, like, I don't like any of this stuff. This is such a weird...
Was you and Courtney married?
It's us. It's Mom.
Okay, be honest. It was an April Fool's prank, wasn't it?
My whole algorithm is starting to realize that I like to watch content I'm in sometimes.
And that's okay.
Just because I don't see it when it comes out, so I got to see it on my phone.
Hey, you're talking to the right girl.
Yeah,
I get
okay?
it. I get it. An ad.
Ad.
Urge to text my friend every thought I have. Huh, wish you did that.
Alex Earl Core.
Okay, Alex I gotta Earl get her Core. Off.
Alex, I don't know who she
and
is.
And she's being, Alex Earl, she's a big, big TikToker.
I like hear about her, but I think I have chosen to look away.
But I've chosen to, Core. I've chosen to. Yet here we are, being served Alex Earl.
Yeah, she's all over TikTok. She's big right now. People be talking about her.
And here we are. We're on some skinny tea. How long did it take? 30 fucking seconds?
I am about to interview someone from my all-time
favorite. Alex Cooper, the other Alex.
The other one. No, I don't want any of the skinny blondes. Go away. That was mean. Okay, here we go. Now we're off to the races with the actual stuff I follow. This is a pastor's wife, and she feeds her 7 kids every morning at 5 a.m., and I can't look away. This woman cleans her house, and I'm not kidding. I use this woman for productivity. When I'm tired and I need to clean, I watch videos of her cleaning, and by like the 7th one, I go, I should do it. And
whoa.
I get up. Like I treat her like Coke.
Whoa. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like I treat her like Adderall is a better way to say it.
Yeah, the meth.
Yeah.
Oh, no, now we're really in the
live. No.
You can't
pop. No,
now we're on the live tab, and that's the worst.
That's my favorite tab, though.
You love the live tab?
I love the live tab. And I right now, like, this is going to really timestamp it because right now it's inspiring me so much. And
oh, yes, with your characters. Yes.
I am, like, Erica's now, like, I pitched it to her and she's so in where I want to go live, like, as a character, but, like, barely do anything.
Like not be funny.
Like, some of these people who are being live aren't, like, creating or being funny, they are just sitting there going, no, I do not have 3 dogs. Yes, I live in Wyoming. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the jewels. And then someone puts a filter on them and they go, thank you. I am so into it. And I love that it's Mosh. She's already starting to let me do that. And it's
yay,
really fun.
I love that it's inspiring. Yeah. I don't know why TikTok's live looks like if Blade Runner was really happening. Like the graphics everywhere. I'm like, I can't even see the person.
I love it.
I went live myself once for the first time on TikTok and I hated it because it's like, well, this doesn't feel real.
There's like jewels everywhere. You're a cowboy.
Yeah.
And you're like trying to talk. Like once I did one and I was talking about like anxiety and like I was like riding a pony because someone said, and you're like, I can't focus and I'm obsessed with it.
I do like when they put the cowboy hat on me.
Yeah.
Hootenanny. That's right. Okay. So I feel like we got a good sense.
Yeah.
Theater people. I feel like a lot of this stuff was like lifestyle.
Yeah, like, I am like really starting to love lifestyle stuff. And like lifestyle YouTubers, I like following people's days.
Thank you for showing me that. That was like showing me like a tattoo under your armpit or something. You know, like that was really vulnerable and
that
I appreciate
was like,
that.
Honestly taking my shirt off after we just ate a big meal.
Wow.
And going, look at how it's sitting. That's honestly what that felt like. Just being like, here's how bread does it to me.
Here's how bread
does it to me.
Oh, God. I hate it when bread does it to you.
Oh, God.
Okay, so yeah, that was a lot of lifestyle stuff, which because of you and a couple people at our office, I watched Vanderpump Rules.
I don't even think
we can talk about it. I don't, because we're just, we'll need another 3 hours on the schedule.
No.
So.
Nope. But it does, like, sometimes when I'm down on myself, I am trying to get better at, like, being more in the YouTube space and watching more YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, like, my jump from that is reality TV, where, like, I really like, at this point, I think I'm only actually watching reality TV or documentaries because it's really hard for me to watch something that's not real.
Really? Like, is it because you have, like, a hard time watching people acting? Like,
I don't know. I love good acting. Like, I love a really good movie. But, like, I think when I'm turning off,
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I think like content that's like HBO stuff, like it's too mind blowing.
Whoa.
And I need to go home and go.
You
I can't, like, if I'm watching, like, I don't know, a White Lotus episode, I'm like, this, what happened? You know, like, I need to watch, like, old menopausal women, like, screaming at each other because I can just, like, or, like, Vanderpump where people are just, like, throwing shots at each other.
Yeah, you just need to be cooked. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell me about who on YouTube you've been watching? If you want, you can take your phone out and like, tell
okay,
me
I'm
what
show
you're-
show you.
I'm so excited, bro. I love this for you because you told me a crazy story about how when you finally downloaded the YouTube app. Can you please retell it?
Yes. So I, I now have the YouTube app. what was really funny was it was like my first VidCon, two VidCons ago, and I was in the car with Spencer and we were all just going somewhere together and someone was like, oh, the new TNTL's out. And I like pulled it up and I was like, oh, heck yeah. And I like looked at it and he goes, are you on Safari? I was like, yeah, I'm on YouTube on Safari. He was like, my God, dude, get the fucking app.
And now being pissed about that, so funny.
I am loving the app. I'm learning so much about like the community posts. Like, this is fucking hilarious. This is Smosh Games just posted Spencer and Alex. We're cooking up something.
Yay!
And it's them. You know, I'm starting to love it because it starts to know what I like. I'm really enjoying a lot of crime, like breaking down of trial videos.
Mm.
I went to sleep last night to someone breaking down like this Karen Reed trial that's happening right now, and they were talking about the discoveries and all of the like. I'm geeking out on just like watching real shit.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Try to see here.
It's got to be interesting to have a fresh new algorithm.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, here, this is like fresh on my For You on YouTube is the Denver Center for Performing Arts Little Shop of Horrors rehearsal.
Yep.
Like, that's the shit right now that's on my feed.
I think I mostly kind of hate watch lifestyle like vloggers.
Yeah.
But not in a sense that I hate them as a person. I think that I'm like, your career is just that. That's crazy.
I know. Or like, I hate watch like a lot of those pastors' wives, not because I hate them, but like I'm like, I can't feed myself. And then when I watch this woman feed eight kids or seven kids, I go, I'm gonna get the fuck up. And I'm gonna cook myself a fucking meal. I think like hate watching comes from watching things that is so not you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is, but it's powerful to see somebody that you have nothing in common with and watch their life and be like, whoa. Like
oh,
I like
yeah.
There was this like sex worker that I was watching her vlog and I was like, wow, she really like buys herself fun things and goes out and takes care of herself. I should take care of myself more. Like that's like, I don't know what it is. Watching vlogs is like nice when they're so different than you.
Yeah, there's this one vlogger that I would watch and like it became hate watching because she would go on like a 15-minute tangent of like, guys, there's this really cool thing I've been doing. I just like take my dog on a walk. And like it's so great because like you get some time outside, your dog gets some time to like smell stuff and you just get some time, you know? And so it's just like try taking your dog like on a walk. And it was not a bit. I was like, wow.
Oh my God.
To not have to think that hard as a career
That's
is incredible.
Wild. I love theme park stuff on there.
Theme park?
Like when people like they're like,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you better get into Eat the Menu, but it's Eat the Venue. Keith from the Try Guys,
yeah.
He will go to Disneyland and try everything. Not like everything.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is, but I love watching that shit. I'm definitely going to watch that. Yeah.
If I could drop everything and do exactly what I wanted to do on YouTube as a career and, like, maintain a life that is comfortable, it would be just fucking eating. Not even talking. So eating is also sacred, though. You know, it's like for me.
It's a little personal.
Because, like, sometimes I order a meal, and when it arrives, the sleeves are getting rolled up, the hair is getting tied back. I make a choice when I'm eating something. I will take the coffee table. I'll move it a little bit forward. I sit on the floor.
Me too.
I'm in a squat position.
I love that. You're like, you're a fucking, like it's like a bit, like it's a big high chair. And you legs out.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love that. Water bottle's got to be full to the brim.
Yes.
When I start a meal.
It's a sport. It's a sport. Okay. So speaking of YouTube.
Yes.
We have a fun little segment for you that we're going to try on you.
Yay!
It's called YouTuber Quiz.
This is going to suck.
So we're going to show you a picture of a YouTuber. We want you to think of their name and think of their game and think of what they do on YouTube. And
okay,
it's super, super easy. Super easy.
Okay, all I ask is that, like, I can play this again one day.
Yes.
Because I will get better.
You must.
And that's a promise.
That is, I love that. Okay. So, okay. First picture. What's this guy's name, you think?
This is the guy with the deep voice.
Correct.
This is Mark. Markiplier. Markiplier!
Wow!
I can't believe I got one!
That's going to be the only one I get. But I know him because of Bit City. We did a bit. I was like, who's that voice?
Yes. Who is that voice, you know?
I don't know what he does.
He plays a lot of FNAF. He plays. I actually, in the pandemic, me and Shane would sit down and watch him play Resident Evil. Like, watching scary games with him is, I feel like a kid watching Barney.
Wait,
like,
I'm going to watch those.
They're so good because, like, you know everything's going to be okay when you're watching someone play a scary game. But he also is very silly.
Okay, that's great.
Yes. Okay, next one.
Okay, I know these two. I've seen these two. I fear it's bad I don't know their names.
That's okay. Sometimes certain social medias, you, like, that's how it is, where you're like, I've seen that face before, but I don't know their name.
And we've talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Bill and Ted.
We maybe.
Right? Like, why is that the only? Oh, no.
Sorry. Bill and Ted is so funny.
What are their names? They're such average dude names, right? They're British. Are they British? Not average names? F*** me.
We're not giving you anything. I'm sorry.
Tit and tat. I don't know. What are they? Are they British?
I don't think so.
Who am I thinking of?
They look British. That's fair.
Oh, is this the guy? Is this the guy who started VidCon?
Yay!
I started VidCon, and he yes. Okay.
Yes, correct.
He started VidCon.
But there's two guys.
And he asks people things. He asks questions, or people ask him things on his channel, or he asks them.
Yeah, that's correct.
So he does a lot of question content.
Yeah, so that's one of the guys. What about the other guy?
And the other one?
Yeah.
Wrote a book?
Oh my God, Angela.
I just don't know their names. That's wrote a great. Film by Stars? Or something?
Yeah, he did.
See, I know their credits and not their name.
So do you remember the author of Fault in Our Stars' name?
No.
Okay. Well, these guys, they're technically called the Vlog Brothers.
Oh.
OG YouTubers. That is Hank and John Green.
Green! Hank Green.
Yeah, Hank Green.
Ask me at Green. Ask anything of Hank or something.
Yeah, you should market for him. That's awesome. okay, next person.
Call me Chris.
That's right. What does she do?
I don't know what she does. But you just said she does talks about crime in a non... I feel as if she talks at the camera.
Yeah, she does a lot of that.
And then I actually have no clue. I have no clue what she does.
That is A-okay.
But I've met her in the office, and you guys kind of have a look-alike a little.
We're alike in many ways, we've discovered. But yeah, so she does...
Makeup?
She originally was on TikTok.
Okay.
She blew up on YouTube. She has characters she does. She does sketches.
Oh, my God.
Lately, she's been really getting into... She has a podcast where she talks about murder, crimes, cold cases, things like that.
Putting it on the notes app.
Yeah, you'd love her, truly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. No clue who this man is. Never seen his face in my life.
Okay, so this is one where I think I want you to guess what his name would be. Like, what does he look like?
He looks like every man in Echo Park. he looks like a barista at a coffee shop that's too expensive for me. He looks like my friend's boyfriend who's treating her okay.
Okay.
Who's just fine. I have no clue what his name is.
Yeah, that's okay. I think
Chet.
I think he would love that. What do you think he does online?
Okay, I'm looking at the background. I'm seeing
other
one
than
of
barista
those fucking little Pokemon balls. So I think he does gaming content. Or, I don't know, it looks like we have some mushroom art. Maybe he reads tarot.
I love that. Chet who reads tarot.
He does Pokemon. Chet who does Pokemon and tarot.
Pokemon Tarot Chet. I love that. So, that is not who that is. This is Curtis.
Chet and Curtis. I was also going to guess Chester.
Chester. I like that name for
commentary
him too.
And stand-up.
Yeah, he's a stand-up comedian from Canada.
Okay.
And he's actually really cool. But he does like a lot of commentary videos, like, or he'll find really bad, like really bad old animated movies and then like watch them with you.
Oh
and,
my God,
like,
that's joke so about fun. Them.
It's really fun. It's like if you don't want to watch TV or movies, it's like this is a fun way to do it where he like watches it so you don't have to and like makes it funny.
I love that.
Yes. Okay. We got a lot of white blondie men.
Yes. Looks old and young at the same time.
That's accurate. That's fair.
I don't know if he is. What the? I can't not look at the little nutcracker in the back.
I think that's the idea.
No clue who this man is. Okay, but I'm seeing an amp. I think this is a music person.
Oh, that's nice.
I see an amp and a cool little mic. Yes, I think this is a musical person.
So this is Drew Gooden. He's also buddies with Curtis, and he does commentary, but he has made music. He has made music videos and stuff to like end on a commentary video. It's really fun how he'll like do a whole bit on commentary and then like finish with a video very rarely. And to also give you some credit, Curtis has streamed on Twitch and done gaming, and then Drew has streamed on Twitch. Why are you laughing, Nicole?
That's not true.
What?
Kind of looks like one.
Oh my God. April Fools.
So April Fools.
So we both got pranked just now. My brain just accepted it because it was on the screen, but there's—
Of course, because you trusted them.
Yeah. Can't believe—
Your brain accepted it because they fucked with you.
And what's so funny is when we were planning this bit, I was like, you should do something with Drew and Danny and how they look like, because there's this other YouTuber named Danny. Well, this is Danny. This is Danny Gonzalez, and I knew this.
But you, because they put it on the screen.
Because he looks like a Drew, right? He looks like a Drew.
He looks like a, yeah.
He's giving Drew, unfortunately, but he's also Danny. Danny Gonzalez is his real name, and he's the gamer, or the funny guy. Okay. And, but also, Drew Gooden, who we don't have photoed here, it's fine, looks kind of like him, is also a commentary guy, but he's a lot more, like, ranty and, he's like more like a critique on things.
Please never say that. If I'm ever a commentary girl and she's more ranty, stop me, shoot me.
But it's good. I think it's
no, it's good. Ranty, I didn't mean that in an offensive way.
Non-derogatory. No, but that's fair. That is so fair. Okay.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So her necklace bracelet says, Tina, Lena. Yeah, folks, never seen this woman in my life.
Really? You've seen a version of her.
Oh, is this who Brianna Boho is based off of?
Yes.
And I don't know who she is, but I know Brianna Boho. So this, I know that Brianna Boho, one of your old characters that's very goated, is based off of a YouTuber.
Yes.
Who, I don't even know what that YouTuber does. I'm guessing like lifestyle content and like makeup stuff. Yeah. A makeup person.
That's a great guess. And you think her name is?
Tina, Christina, Lana, Lena.
This is Tana Mojo.
Okay, I've heard that name a bunch. Tana Mojo.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Is that her God-given name?
Yeah. And she jokes about it. She knows that it should have been Tana or something. But
Tana.
So she first got really famous for her story times on YouTube where they were just unhinged, no holding back, no censorship. Story times.
Stories. Okay.
And then she's had a music career. She's now a well-known podcaster and she vlogs and stuff still. But
that's cool.
Yeah, she's huge. She's a big one. Her YouTube content.
Now, when you used her as an inspiration, did it start like one-to-one watching her and you're like, I want to do a character off of her?
I appreciate you asking that. So when I first got into her, I was watching all of her story times in an airport and it was so interesting seeing this type of person because at the time she was that girl that wore a checker bralette and like red and like booty shorts and like Vans. Like,
yeah.
She was such a specific type of like hype girl. And I was so enthralled by this like different type of person. I was not that.
Yeah.
And but she's also like hot. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whoa, like that would be so cool to create a character like that. It was like, honestly, when someone wants to figure out their drag persona, like, because nowadays, because Brianna Boho has become like such her own thing that I disappear into, that like I've joked with people that it's like she honestly kind of is like a drag persona in a sense where it's like a heightened. I used to go crazy with the makeup and like it was just like, oh, I want to create a character that's a controversial YouTuber. And my goal with her, as I wrote a video and I wanted to make a canceled type of person endearing.
Oh, I love that.
The original video, I'm actually really proud of it. It was like a mockumentary and it was like following her in her life. And like the opening shot is her walking barefoot in a prison jumpsuit. And she like sees the camera and she's like, what the f*** is this, Queer Eye?
No.
And
wait, the beginning of that character was a full on sketch.
Yeah.
Like all about
it. But her. I think our team was like so on board because it was a character, a parody of someone who was huge.
So it would be familiar to the
audience. Yeah, and it was like also she was very like sexually charged. And I think sometimes when it's like sex sells, I think sometimes I could get people on board more when I'm like, and it's going to be sexy.
Wow, that's like, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, of the time. And like it was a really fun sketch to write. And it didn't end up being the original where like I wanted to start making sketches that were like 15 minutes long and being like a mockumentary episode.
Yeah.
Where like it kind of ended in like a wholesome way where she's like self-aware and stuff. And we shortened it obviously because we weren't trying to make long sketches back then. And but I was still really happy with it. And that was like my first time like co-directing a sketch. And that was really fun.
And that's like one of the characters, I don't know, like one of the Smosh Universe characters that's based off of a YouTuber, right?
Yeah.
Like that's a cool one to one.
I appreciate that. It's interesting. Yeah, because Brianna has very much, she's like so different from Tana Mojo now.
Yeah.
That like when we were like, oh, we should do Tana Mojo on Bit City, I was like, yeah, it's Brianna Mojo is so different from her. Like, let's just go full on.
So it's just the inspiration, honestly.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know this person either. So I could play this one with you.
Ooh. I have no clue.
What do you think that character's name is?
I have no idea. What do you think her name is?
She looks like an Ava, like.
It's giving an Ava B.
Ava B.
Ava Bonnet. Ava Babe.
Yeah.
Another one where I can't tell the age.
What do you think she does?
Is this like, really cool, like animated content where you watch someone eat? Each one I'm going, do they eat?
I think animation's a safe guess. Yeah, so.
Heavily sponsored.
Jaden Animations, animator, gamer, VTuber.
What's VTuber?
I've heard it, but I've like don't like fully know what
the virtual
VTuber.
YouTuber avatar.
Oh, right. So it's like a person that's, it's like not faceless, but they have like a.
It like tracks your body. Yeah.
Iron Mouse.
I know Code Miko.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Where it's like literally that's how you see them.
That's so sick.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay.
That's sick.
Nice.
That was great. And I wanted to play that again in a year.
And you...
same people. I don't know.
Angela, you did great.
Thank you. I'm getting better.
You are. Well, it's, you know, it's better, but we're also more online. So taking it with a grain of salt. Of
100%. How much.
So we have been talking about the internet for a while. It almost... it makes me think about when it's time to get off.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you, like... regulate your internet intake?
Ooh, okay. I don't know, because sometimes my brain is so wanting to be, I don't know, like, I'm trying to stop, like, pulling up TikTok at red lights.
Ooh.
Ooh. And I'm not scrolling all the time. But I think I am having trouble. I think the red light is an example. More like if I'm waiting in line for something, I am having trouble not having something on my mind, like not having something to just activate me and actually just sitting in the boredom, because that's good for creativity.
Yeah.
I think it's like especially like when I'm in the shower, like you can't scroll. Like just f***ing clean your body. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's like, it's things like that where it's getting hard for me in, like, I think boring states. Like, lately I've been bringing my laptop near the dishes and I'll watch something while I'm washing f***ing dishes.
I relate.
Because my brain, God forbid, it gets quiet for a second. And God forbid, I think about how I'm feeling.
Dude, when I was watching all of Vanderpump Rules, I would have it on my little iPad propped up against the wall on the floor as I'm pulling laundry out of the laundry machine. Just, I get it. Sometimes, like, I think the world is so noisy that it's honestly, like, a weird way of turning off, but we don't subconsciously realize that we're actually still feeding that noise. Ugh, yeah. I mean, I was on TikTok a lot yesterday because I was horizontal from food poisoning, and I realized after hours, I was like, I didn't see one of those videos where it goes, whoa, hold on. You've been scrolling for way too long. Didn't get one of those. And I was like, wait a second.
Uh-oh.
Am I doing that to myself right now? I'm telling myself I've been scrolling
too long? You're self-regulating, being like, that's why I do love, people are always like, you work so much, you can't stop working. It is my way of turning off that part of me. Like, I love having my phone, like, not being accessible to my phone because I literally have to be with you right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to be present. And then I could go. But that's why I do love being on set, because you're offline for a day.
Yeah, it really can be. Like, where I will be shocked of, like, oh, this is my first time going on Instagram and it's, like, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, I relate to that. I feel like I just recently watched a couple commentary people who have been making videos about being away from your phone. Eddie Burbach just posted. Eddie Burbach is a great YouTuber for commentary, and his stuff is, like, really honestly poetic. And he'll talk about, like, how he went to the Sphere at Las Vegas. Yeah. And it's, like, his experience and him roasting it, but then also having this really profound, poetic way of talking about it and how it applies to, like, life. And so he did a video recently where he had no iPhone, no cell phone for 30 days. He only had a landline with an answering machine.
I was talking to my friend about getting, like, a burner phone.
Yeah, and he did 30 days. His phone was locked away, no Apple Watch. He had his computer so he could scroll stuff, but there was no texting. He didn't use maps, like MapQuest or anything like that. Or he technically used MapQuest, but he would write it down on a notepad.
I used to print out MapQuest.
Yeah, I remember I had to do that too. It scared the shit out of me. I think I could never let go of maps, bro. I love it. I also like to know exactly how far away I am.
Yeah. Also, the thing is, I'm like, all women should have Wi-Fi constantly.
Yeah, and he did talk about that. He was like, I recognize that, like, me using the MapQuest to get this to, like, walk to the bus station and take the bus here at night. He's like, I know that I'm a lot safer than what other people would be experiencing. And it's like, yeah, I think to a degree, I want my phone with me all the time. I have this one app that's like, if you're in an unsafe area, you press this button and you don't let it go until you're safe again. Because if you do let it go and something happens, police get sent to your location immediately.
Whoa.
Like, they got stuff that can keep you safe, you know? So
oh,
I get
100%.
That. I get that. And so there's wonderful things about apps and social media a lot of those ways. But I'm definitely like, I want to say right now that I'm like so good at self-care with social media, but I actually think right now, starting on this episode, we're gonna try and be better about that, which is hard because this is a show about the internet.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an ever-changing relationship. I think there are some months where my relationship to being online is so different than others.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm on my period, I'm scrolling more. I don't know how to explain it. That's just what's happening.
I definitely have times of the month where I'm like, oh no, these last few days were real bad.
Yeah,
you know. But I've had times where I think, once I deleted Twitter for 2 months, and it was, like, back when it was still Twitter, so it wasn't, like, X and just, like, garbage. I don't have it anymore at all. But, like, where that like changed my life.
Yeah.
2 months off of an app that was like so all we had, especially in the pandemic, you know?
Yeah. I actually have to get offline less day to day and more like on holidays. It f***s with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm spending family time and I'm like on Instagram, I don't know what it is. I can't. It's like hard for me.
And then how about when it pertains to your job? Like,
yeah.
How do you navigate social media as it, you know, because our job is the however many hours we are at work that day, but also our jobs are 24/7.
Yeah.
Because even when it's not like a new video is currently streaming or like, you know, there's no live stream happening, those videos are on there forever. Your social media is being perceived every minute of every day. How do you navigate, like monitor that?
I think it's like, I think just like the way I keep saying I want to get, I am getting to like understand YouTube more. I think it's sometimes I don't really like when people do something and they don't look at people that are doing the same thing or look like give respect to people that are already doing that. And they're like, oh, I just found this and I'm doing it myself. And they don't really look at like not doing research about like what you do. Sometimes it just gives me an off taste in my mouth. Sometimes it just gives, it's off putting to me to not like research what you're into. And give people, I don't know. I
love that.
Does that make sense? Like,
are you having an awareness of the other people?
I just started this little
space.
Acting thing and I'm not actually going to watch any actors and look up to them. Cause I actually think like, I don't know what it is. Like, I like when someone, like if they're writing a story about the DMV, they're going to look at everything about the DMV. Like just having a research oriented mind in this world, I think is like kind of a must. I think like there's a lot that comes from like solitude and turning off and not knowing anything and being like, I actually had no idea what Five Nights at Freddy's was and this is all good content, right? But then I also think there is something to be said about knowing the world around you and giving space to that and being like, oh, I know this other creator does that. So you like just like, I don't know, you're a part of the conversation. Like you would never want somebody in finance to like not know what other people are doing.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like I like watching other channels that are like ours and I like seeing other people do things and you just being a part of the conversation. So that's why it's hard for me to be offline because I feel like I'm not my brain isn't activated when I'm doing online stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I like to like read the newspaper. Like it's like, to me, that's what it is. It's like just knowing what's going on in the world around you and kind of like being in the driver's seat rather than just being like, I'll do whatever.
I relate to that hard. I think it's only going to benefit you if you're like aware of other people in your space and like to be willing to learn from other people is very like setting the ego aside in a way. And like if you truly want to get better at something, it's best to have things to compare to and learn from. And
yeah, it's
and
like
just being aware of the world.
Yeah, it's like learning from others, but also just like, if I'm always trying to make people laugh, but I'm not watching people make me laugh, I'm not gonna, we gotta also take in other people's content and like, it's just psycho to not do that. You can't like cook and not eat.
That's real.
Wait. Yeah. I'm getting really heady over here.
On the topic of seeing other people in the space.
Yeah.
You've recently gotten to collaborate and work with and meet other YouTubers quite a bit.
Yeah.
How does that feel, like, beginning to enter that world and meeting more people who do kind of what you do?
I love it. I love seeing all of everything. I like just, it's so, what's cool about YouTube is, like, everyone has their own version of what they do and their own process. It's so different. Mm-hmm. It's not like with acting where it's like, oh, how do you memorize lines? Cool. Like, it's so freaking different. I didn't, like, Daniel Thrashel, I worked with him, and he was like, he spends a long time on this one video that I saw him working on that I got to be part of. And I was like, whoa. And then there are other creators that'll just do it for like just, I was with Jordan Meyer and they just had their like vlog camera with them. And they're like, do you mind if I'm vlogging? And I was like, oh, that's a video on its own. Like that's wild. And then versus like Daniel was like writing this song, producing it, mastering it, sending me drafts of it, being like, what do you think? Did like 6 locations for this music video. Mm-hmm. It's just cool. It's cool to see people's processes because it's so, everything is so different. Each medium and each style, it's all different.
I love that. And yeah, it was really cool. So that the viral moment that was all over everything from the Bepperdy episode, he made a whole song based on the sample of your audio,
and it
right?
started because he just made one little rap video.
It was good.
And like, I didn't know he like is such a good rapper.
You know, he had Riz like that.
Nothing about him looks like a good rapper. And he knows I'd say that to his face. Love him to death. But he's like what I loved about seeing him, and I've done, like, he's been on my podcast. He's a detail-oriented guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, like, watching someone just, like, get really focused. And someone who also does their own stuff. Like, you could tell there are some podcasters right now in the podcast world that didn't start on their own. Like Morgan with Two Hot Takes.
Mm-hmm.
She is like, she's looking at camera just like Daniel Thrasher is, because they used to be the one operating the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I mean, some people have the blessing to just like get offered something and just show up.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something so cool when you see someone that like used to do it all themselves.
Yeah, dude.
And they have, and they just know every department and they get it.
I feel like you have a very like awesome Rolodex of skills where you've gotten to see every version of that, and like kind of with doing social media with TikTok and with your literal traditional media, auditioning, acting, creating short films. Like, I feel like you've seen every side of the coin, but there's only two sides. But you know what I mean?
Like, unless it's like a coin with a cube.
It's like a D20. Unless, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You are a D20 of skills that really set you up for success in our industry. And I think that makes sense that I feel like you truly are magic on camera.
That's
like
the sweetest thing. I feel the same way about you.
Oh, shut up.
No, truly, like, you have, I love, our friendship has taught me, you have so many things that you do that I've never been friends with somebody like you.
Shut truly. Up.
Going for it.
No.
Your picture's everywhere. I'm going for it. you have a way of being so open and vulnerable and honest to people, yet you have your safe space. Like, you guard your life, and you have a great relationship with being online and also being offline.
Thank you.
And it's just cool to see.
Hey, man, it's cool to see you being cool.
Thanks. Why did I do that?
Whoa!
I was like trying to like clip.
Slow-mo replay. No.
Thanks. Just needed to stretch.
You're great.
You too.
And thank you for being.
I'm excited for you.
Dude, this is our, we did it.
We did it.
One thing I'm going to do is, I think I'm going to do this with every guest, is I'm going to like pitch like marketing ideas for you. So a product you could sell.
Okay. Hell
Angela.
Yeah.
Tangerine flavored Jell-O shots. Tangerine.
Tangerine.
Oof. You don't like tangerine?
Just tangerine alcohol. Ugh.
You give me notes?
I can't give notes. Okay, next. I'll think on that.
Okay, that was the only one I like actually prepared.
I'm like, you have a list.
I was supposed to, and then my stomach exploded. I'm so, so sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll stick with tangerine Jell-O, Angelo.
Tangela Giratana.
I've never really used the nickname Jella. Jell-O.
Nobody called you Jelly?
No.
That would be horrible, actually, I think.
Hey, Jelly.
Yeah, Angela's jelly beans.
Yeah.
Let's sell those.
Let's bring jelly beans back.
You know what? They never left. Do you know I went to the Jelly Belly factory and hung out with the CEO for a day?
What?
She is mommy.
Was it on camera?
Yeah.
Where? Drop the link below.
Get you drop more chronically the link online. Below. Why shouldn't we? Thank you so much, Angela, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're so talented. I didn't even get to go through all of your accolades in the beginning of everything that you do. I care.
All I care about is the Xbox lady going, bam, 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 bam. I really hope she's okay and not canceled, because I've made a lot of jokes about her.
I don't know. She might not be alive. I'm sorry.
This is dedicated to her.
We love you. We love you, mommy. Thank you for being a part of my first episode of the show. I'm really excited for everyone to see it. And this is my first time having a show like this where I'm like interviewing somebody and like talking to you one-on-one. And I'm excited for everyone to see this grow and evolve. We're going to continue to guinea pig our guests, feral or not, with ideas, games, segments, and truly hope that
Uh-oh. We got to plug her into the charger.
She's done.
We got to plug her in.
Last question I have for you, Angela, is if your life was an Instagram post, what would the caption be?
No.
And it could be like,
I'm only thinking of jokes.
That's perfect. Like, I think
January
you could say something
felt
like
a year long.
I'd be like, for you, I'm like, pass the sauce.
Pass the sauce. I love pass the sauce. I'm trying to think, what are classic captions? Because I never do those.
You don't do those. No, you're always like,
ha. I just like kind of date it. I just go, like, it's already not dated. I'm like, February, March, April.
That is okay.
Or I always, you know what it is? It's me tagging the photographer going, I loved her. Brennan forever.
Literally. Yeah.
So I think it's me tagging the photographer of life going, I love them. It's me tagging everybody in my life. That's what it is. And going, I couldn't have done this without this person, with this person. Every caption is that.
It's going to be tough. Instagram only lets you tag so many people.
Well, lock me in.
And thanks for watching and hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it. Bye. Angela, say bye.
Bye.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.